Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show. The Classic Rock Station. 102.5 KZOK.
It's Sarah with your filthy forecast. Yesterday, the sun was out. Oh, it was a good day to enjoy some juicy melons. A nice plump tomato or a sweet cherry. Oh, it's that time of year. So many luscious things to put in your mouth. You may get wet first thing this morning, but tomorrow the sun returns overhead. If you spend the day outdoors or indoors, handcuffed to your bed, I mean your desk, you'll have mild temperatures, licking popsicles, savoring lady fingers. The rest of the week will be sweet. Join me Thursday to hear more about it with the best weather front in Seattle. I'm Sarah.
Oh, I'd like to quote my friend Sarah and say, the sun will come out tomorrow, and then dirty stuff. I just thought I'd put it that way for you. That was Sarah's filthy forecast.
Still to come on the Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show.
The big news of the day is next. Taylor Swift has outdone most others on a new list of awesomeness and money. The Rock is going back to the Fast franchise.
Oh, neat. I like him in that.
Well, it turns out he has made friends again with Vin Diesel. The details are in the big news of the day next.
The Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show, 102.5 KZOK, the home of classic rock. Danny Bonaducci and the big news of the day.
The big news of the day is brought to you by Goldberg Jones Divorce for Men. You may call that 1-800-DIVORCE or go online to goldbergjones.com.
Rick Jones will be here tomorrow. 7:30, Rick Jones will be here in the studio taking your calls about all things divorce and family law. Free legal advice from Rick Jones tomorrow.
Cool.
Well, you probably didn't think it could get any bigger and better for Taylor Swift, but it has.
I can make it bigger for Taylor Swift.
All of her touring and all of her massive success has now catapulted her to the number 2 spot on Forbes' richest women in music list.
That's right, Waldo. She said number 2.
Richest self-made women. That is the list.
Okay.
Her worth is now said to be $740 million.
You know, that's great. And if anybody deserves it, why not her? But what are you going to do with it?
Give it to me.
Give it to charity. That's for sure. I'm sure she has people. Oh, no. Okay. Give it to Sarah.
Rihanna is still at the number 1 spot.
Oh, that surprises me.
It's her clothing line as well as her. It's like perfume and clothing and bags and stuff. She is a billionaire.
Oh, okay. Good for her. Good for her.
But Taylor Swift surpassed Madonna.
Wow.
She passed Beyonce. Overall, Taylor Swift is at number 34 on the list of self-made women, which has included everyone from Oprah, $2.5 billion. The co-founder of Panda Express is a woman named Peggy Cheung. She's worth $3.2 billion.
I gotta tell you, I love Panda Express.
Never really think about it. It's like, oh yeah, somebody had to create that.
Sure did.
Well, more news about Taylor Swift. You know, this tour she's been on, obviously, it broke the internet when the tickets went on sale. Mm-hmm. Everybody talking about it. And if you got tickets and you go to the show, turns out people are wearing diapers.
I'm sorry, what?
They're wearing adult diapers so they don't miss a single moment.
You know, I've tried that. It's harder to do than you would think.
To go.
I can, like, I envision that Danny doing that for a second, and it was not a fun sight.
It was a stunt, if you will, on a morning radio show I used to do.
Oh, really?
I think you were there.
But you tried to go in an adult diaper?
Oh, it might have been before our time together, but yeah. And like I said, it's not that easy.
I think I would remember that.
You'd think.
Yeah. A man who helped create one of the most iconic video games of all time will be spending the next 2 years behind bars.
Oh, geez Louise, give me the deets.
This is a guy who co-created Sonic the Hedgehog. Mm-hmm. He was a developer at Sega. He worked at Sega classics like Choo Choo Rocket and Phantasy Star, Nights into Dreams. Turns out he was arrested for insider trading.
Oh, wow. That's bad.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Nope.
Or you can until you get caught.
Right.
One of the best things about Oreo cookies is
the middle.
Oreo cookies.
Oh, right, okay.
Or the fact that they always are introducing new flavors and varieties. This summer, two former fan favorites are making a comeback.
All right, where, who, what?
It's been 8 years since we have had cotton candy Oreos.
Oh, they were kind of good. You'd think they were childish, but they were good.
Pink and blue cotton candy cream sandwiched between two golden Oreo cookies. Those are coming back. And if that wasn't enough for you, they will be joined by another limited edition flavor, S'mores Oreos.
Very nice. I love their s'mores.
I liked the s'mores Oreos as well. I did buy this past year from Jelly Bean, our producer Paul's daughter. She sells Girl Scout cookies, of course. Newer flavor, though, their s'mores cookies are on point.
Like what? What are they?
They're s'mores cookies. You do not listen to me.
I do listen, but I knew that. I thought you were going to give me some super new thing.
No, they're s'mores cookies. The s'mores Girl Scout cookies are on point. They're delicious.
All right, they're on point.
The Rock has gone from denying he would ever return to the Fast and Furious franchise to getting his own standalone film.
All right, they already did something like that with Jason Statham, I think, right?
Yes, but that was a spinoff.
Spinoff.
Hobbs and Shaw. Now, you remember all the drama, right?
Yes, I do, actually.
The Rock got into it with Vin Diesel. They wouldn't speak to each other. It was nasty.
It was nasty. And let it be known that The Rock would just kick that guy's ass.
Mm-hmm. Well, so these two are not getting along. They swore they would never work together again. And then all of a sudden, they said they were both doing some press for the new one, looked at each other and were like, this is stupid.
This is stupid.
So we started talking again. So yes, it's true. Hobbs is back. They say this won't be a spinoff like Hobbs and Shaw. Rather,
spin-off.
A bridge between Fast X and Fast 11.
Oh, wow. Okay. Have you ever seen one of the Fast and Furious movies?
I just watched the first one for the first time about 2 weeks ago.
And?
I thought it was super fun.
They're super fun.
Yeah, I mean, so I take it you've seen all of them or just a handful?
No, but I've seen some of them.
Yeah, I mean, I found them totally unbelievable, totally unrealistic, but super fun. And I've already got plans to watch the second one.
Right on. If you think things are, you know, have to be realistic, I'm going to see The Little Mermaid today.
Oh, Danny.
She gets legs, I think.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler, I feel bad now, but I don't know.
Big news of the day is brought to you by Goldberg Jones. Divorce for Men, 1-800-DIVORCE or online, goldbergjones.com. Which reminds me, Rick Jones will be here tomorrow. 7:30, Rick Jones will be here in the studio taking your calls about all things divorce and family law. Free legal advice from Rick Jones tomorrow.
Cool.
Coming up next, Danny Bonaducci has an opinion on the phrase opposites attract.
Yeah.
He is a believer, but it goes deeper than that. What does he think? We will hear Danny Bonaducci's take next on 102.5 KZOK, the classic rock station.
102.5 KZOK, the classic rock station.
Sure, I saw some red flags.
The Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show.
He's weird. He's a nerd.
Here's Danny Bonaducci's take.
He's perfect for you.
Here's my take on the concept of opposites attract. There are introverts, there are extroverts, and they tend to marry each other. There are people, me, who like to fall asleep to the sound of the TV blaring. Then there's people, Amy, who needs complete silence and a sleep mask to fall asleep. We all know whether we are the type of person who packs for a vacation about a week ahead of time, or maybe a guy who just wakes up and goes, man, I gotta do some laundry. These are the two types of people who always end up together. Even Paula Abdul and her cartoon dance partner agree with me on this one. Amy is a pretty quiet and calm person. And you guys know what I'm like. In my opinion, this is the key to a successful marriage. Marry your opposite, and you're going to complement each other very well. And that is my take on opposites attract.
From the Muckleshoot Bingo Studio, your home for Machingo.
Little hands, it's time to rock and roll.
KZOK FM HD1 Seattle. This is the Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show.
Bring the noise.
102.5 KZOK, the classic rock station. Listen on your free iHeartRadio app for all your music, radio, and podcasts.
You're 9 minutes away from playing the trivia game Smarticus. You can win Mariners tickets, and that is in 9 minutes' time. But, you know, Danny and I were just talking in entertainment news about Neil Patrick Harris, who disclosed in an interview that of all the people he's worked with, there's only one he would trust to babysit his kids. We want to know, who do you think would be the best or worst famous person to have as a babysitter? We're going to take your calls, and you'll hear what Danny Bonaducci thinks after Kansas on 102.5 KZOK, the classic rock station.
The Danny Bonaduce and Sarah Morning Show. The classic rock station. 102.5 KZOK.
Neil Patrick Harris has had quite a career, getting his start at a very young age, moving on to Broadway. How I Met Your Mother was a massive, massive hit. And he has disclosed that all of the people he's worked with, only one of his former co-stars would he trust to babysit his kids.
Is it me?
You know, it's not you.
It's not me.
Did you co-star with him on something?
Well, I did. He was sitting on, I forget what television talk show, nighttime talk show. And my name came up and he said repeatedly, "Oh, that guy's gross. Danny Bonaduce, yeah, he's gross." Said it over and over and over.
Yeah, it was with the Scottish guy.
Yeah.
Blanking on his name right now.
That's okay. He called me gross. Well, he didn't. But I get the point.
Well, Neil Patrick Harris said the one person he would trust to babysit his kids is his former co-star, Kobe Smothers.
Who's that?
She is was his love interest. She's also in the Captain America movies.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I know her.
Or not Captain America.
She played Robin on that show.
Yeah.
How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah.
The Canadian talented.
Avengers.
Yeah. Wasn't she a beauty pageant winner?
Wouldn't be surprised. She's gorgeous.
She's gorgeous. Yeah, I think she was.
Smart, funny, talented. He said she is just got it all going on.
Yeah, I'd hire her as a babysitter.
Yeah, me too. And I don't even have kids. Well, I do, but I was just making that joke.
I don't know. I think if we were to ask people, what famous person would you trust or not trust to watch your kids? I think, Danny, your name is going to come up on one side of that aisle.
And I'd be happy to do it.
All right, what's a famous person? Who is a famous person that you would or would not trust to watch your kids?
I wonder if we just said 1, 2, 3, go, if we'd all be saying the same guy. And that
Oh,
is,
guy for sure, yeah.
Nope, not that. Oh, I didn't even think of him. I'm thinking The Rock.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely The Rock.
What happened? Yeah. There was supposed to be 1, 2, 3, and we're all going to yell at The Rock.
Well, first of all, I said if we did this, not if we're going to, because how stupid do I look if you all yelled different people?
I would definitely think The Rock. We want to hear from you. What famous person would you absolutely trust or absolutely not trust to watch your kids? Call to tell us, 800-252-1025. Text us, 90627. Yo, in Olympia, good morning.
Morning, yo.
Good morning.
What do you got?
All right, I would have a tag team and do the best.
I have heard that about you.
At the same time.
What's happening at the same time?
The best and the worst at the same time?
I think you know.
Who is it, yo?
Yeah. It would be, the best would be Paul McCartney, yep. And the worst would be Ozzy Osbourne.
You know what? I think Ozzy gets, he'd be a bad parent. His children are a train wreck. They grow out of it. Okay. My daughter always hassles me about the way she was raised when she was a little baby. She says, grow out of it. The Osborne kids are okay. But I think those are two really good calls.
Reverend Dan and Hadlock would agree with that. Ozzy Osborne, maybe not the best one to give your infant child to.
Right.
And what about Robin, who's calling from Big Bubba's restaurant?
Well, he's not super famous, but Paul, this one's for you.
Okay.
I would pick Paul for being the good one, because you have a farm, and kids are really good on farms, especially when they get older, they can work.
Yeah.
Aww.
Oh, that's right.
That's lovely.
They could be out there cleaning out the stalls while I'm inside watching the TV.
Leslie's stall. I hear she's filthy.
Clean up all the poop and stuff.
Yeah, a lot of poop.
I like that she said he's not really famous. He's not really famous at all.
The question was, what famous person would you trust or not trust with your kids? Paul isn't the medium famous that she would trust.
Well, I guess so.
I think she'd trust him right about the same amount he is famous.
I was famous enough that she knew my name. That's right, good.
And
hey, I work with you every day and I don't know your last name.
That's right. You don't know my first name most days.
Yes, on occasion.
Neil Patrick Harris said there's only one person he'd trust to babysit his kids, his former co-star, the actress Kobe Smothers. So we're asking the person you would or would not trust to watch your kids.
The real Becky from Tacoma says, I really want Hugh Jackman to watch my kids.
Yeah, that's a great answer. Sam and Everett, what do you think?
I think Sally Fields, I definitely have watched my kids so I can watch the babysitter.
Yeah.
And
plus, when she's flying around as the flying nun, you can look right up her dress, which I always thought was sweet of her.
Danny, be good. And then Anthony Hopkins or Stephen King would not watch my kids.
No, Anthony Hopkins would eat your kids.
Even though it's an actor? Uh-uh.
No.
No way I would trust him with
you
my
know,
kids.
You know, he's done like four of those movies. It's got to affect him.
Definitely.
The Danny Bonaduce and Sarah Morning Show. The classic rock station. 102.5 KZOK.
It's time to call in now if you would like to play the trivia game Smarticus. 800-252-1025. We're going to play the game. It's trivia. If you can get the questions right, You can win Mariners tickets. You win the title of Smarticus, you win Mariners tickets, but you got a call to play. 800-252-1025. It is time to play Smarticus. 102.5 KZOK, the Classic Rock Station.
Are you smart? We mean Sarah Smart. Your chance to be Smarticus.
I am Smarticus.
You got a chance to win the title, and you've got a chance to win Mariners tickets, but you need to get two of the three trivia questions correct in order to win. Let's see who's ready to play Smarticus. Logan in Edmonds. Logan, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, Sarah.
How's it going?
Good. How are you doing?
Doing pretty well. I mean, it's a beautiful day out there, and I want to give you some Mariners tickets.
Awesome. Yeah, let's see what I can do.
All right, let's see what you can do. Your first question. Mariners player AJ Pollock likes using the song Even Flow as his walk-up music. The song is by what band?
Pearl Jam. Woo!
All right, you got one. You need to get two of three correct. You ready for your next one?
Yes.
Logan, what year did the first Pearl Jam album, 10, come out?
Ooh, 1991.
You got
the
it.
Winner! Nice. I love Pearl Jam, and I'm from here. So, yes, I am Smarticus.
Yeah, you are. I thought that one was difficult. Do you want to hear what the bonus was, just in case?
Yes, please.
What creature is the biggest producer of pearls?
Oyster.
Look at you. You got all three correct, Logan. You're double Smarticus.
Hey, thank you so much.
You are welcome, Logan. You are going to go see the Mariners here in Seattle. They are going to be back in town. You're going to the game on Monday, play in Miami. It's going to be a beautiful night at the ballpark. Logan will be there. You guys have a chance to play and win again tomorrow. We'll do it just about 7:10. Up next is Danny Bonaducci life coach, Kayla in Redmond. She's on the phone for Danny, says her teenage daughter is fully embarrassed by her dad, hates the way he dresses, the way he acts. She doesn't want to be seen in public with him. Yikes. Well, Danny can set the kids straight. He'll take the call from Kayla right after Queen on 102.5 KZOK, the Classic Rock Station.
Danny Bonaducci life coach.
Danny Bonaducci, life coach. He is here to help you out one question at a time. No matter what's going on in your life, if you want Danny's help, he is here for you. Just email lifecoach@kzok.com. Here's Kayla in Redmond.
Hey, Kayla, how are you?
Hi, I'm good.
What can the life coach do for you?
Well, my daughter, she's 13, and she's fully embarrassed by her dad, my husband.
Okay.
And as a lawyer, during the week, he's all buttoned up at work, right? But on the weekend, he's like shorts, Hawaiian shirt guy. And my 13-year-old does not want to go out with us.
All right.
What do you think I should say to her so that she can get over this and just let her dad loose on the weekend?
I don't know a 13-year-old that isn't mad at something their dad did. You don't want to be seen with your dad. My daughter did not want to be seen with me, especially because people go up to you, hey, aren't you that guy? That would mortify her.
Oh, yeah.
So what's her biggest problem with her dad?
Just the way he dresses. She doesn't like the Hawaiian shirt. She doesn't like... I think she got used to seeing him during the week all buttoned up and looking nice. Sometimes he even wore suits, you know? So then she's like, why do you have to wear like that? And, you know... she just doesn't like it. And he wears flip-flops, you know. So she's like, I don't want to go out with you guys like that.
I was going to defend him. If you see me, and I own Hawaiian shirts, lots of them, I'll tell you what. If I'm wearing a Hawaiian shirt, you know what you can tell by that? I've gained 10 pounds. I don't like being gaining 10 pounds. So if you see me anyway, and I'm in a Hawaiian shirt, there's one thing you know about me. For sure, I've gained some weight and want to hide it.
Yeah.
Everybody's embarrassed by their dad. That's a thing.
Yeah.
And I was embarrassed by my dad. And I think it was one of the things that set me straight. We'd go to this food court in the Topanga Plaza. And I'd be sitting there in my chair. And my dad would break out into a song from the Partridge Family. I Think I Love You or whatever it was. I go, that is mortifying. My dad's going, come on down and meet everybody. That's Danny Partridge. Oh, my God. I'm 15 years old. My dad would start to do that. But he wanted to embarrass me.
Yeah.
That's different. He doesn't want to embarrass your daughter, does he?
No, I mean, it's just the way he wants to be and dress. And I just want her to understand that.
Well, first of all, you can tell her that. And secondly, she's 13, right?
Right.
Does she ever wear clothes that mortify her dad? You're going to go out in that?
He actually has.
See. No, turnabout is fair play.
That's right.
She's going to embarrass him. He can embarrass her. Anyway, I don't think you have a real problem. She's 13. It's her job to hate everything. I remember when my daughter turned 13 and my son, when he turned, they just hated being seen with me. No, I think your daughter's fine. And she should tell him. She should tell him, I don't like when you do that, and give him a chance to say, okay, I'll never do it again.
Right. Absolutely. She's definitely very vocal.
Yeah, she's 13, man. 13-year-olds hate everything. They're embarrassed by their dad. They're embarrassed by their brother. They're embarrassed by the mailman, man. They're just embarrassed. They're mad about stuff. That's their job because he's 13. So now we know, and now you know, that's why you called the life coach.
Hopefully the phase passes quickly.
Yeah, and I think it will because there's a lot of energy to hate and embarrass their dad and mom.
Right.
All right, well, that is why you called the life coach.
Thank you.
Danny Bonaducci, life coach, is always here for you. You can email lifecoach@kzok.com.
102.5 KZOK. Still to come on the Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show.
Well, some drivers are jerks, right?
Yes.
But it turns out they have one car brand in common.
Wow, okay.
We will tell you which one. A new cannabis hotel just opened up. We'll tell you about that. And a fake moon has been discovered tailgating.
That's wild.
Sounds like fun. The details on this one and more are next with the news.
Nice.